This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said, the principle of nation first has been the driving force behind India's transformation into a fast-growing, credible and reliable global power. Addressing a summit organized by a private media house in New Delhi, the Prime Minister said the country's achievements over the past decade were rooted in trust, stability and a commitment to the larger global good.
Bharat fast-growing economy bhi hai, ek credible economy bhi hai. Aur Bharat rising power ke saath-saath super power tak le gaye. Lekin main itna zarur kahunga कि भारत रिलायबल पावर है. मैं अभी दो तीन दिन पहले जी समिट से लौटा हूं और दुनिया का हर नेता हर देश इस बात को भली भांति समझता है कि आज के भारत के लिए नेशन फर्स्ट ही सबसे बड़ा मंत्र है सबसे बड़ा सिद्धांत है.
Referring to his recent participation in the G7 summit, Mr. Modi said world leaders recognize India's unwavering commitment to putting national interests first, a philosophy that continues to shape the country's policies and development agenda. Highlighting the government's 12 years in office, the Prime Minister said initiatives such as Swachh Bharat, Make in India, promotion of khadi and support for local products succeeded because citizens embraced the spirit of nation building.
पिछले 12 वर्षों के जो भी सिद्धियां देश की रही है उनके मूल में अगर आप तराजू से तोलोगे हर निर्णय हर कदम हर प्रयास उनके मूल में राष्ट्र प्रथम की भावना ही केंद्र में है. स्वच्छ भारत अभियान से लेकर मेक इन इंडिया, खादी खरीदने पर जोर, स्थानीय वस्तुएं खरीदने पर जोर, ये सारे इनिशिएटिव इसलिए सफल हुए क्योंकि देश की जनता ने देश को सबसे ऊपर रखते हुए अपना कर्तव्य निभाया. देश के नागरिकों को मैं सलाम करता हूं.
Mr. Modi said nearly 25 crore people had moved out of poverty in recent years, leading to the emergence of a large new middle class and boosting economic activity. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan this evening. Padma Awards, one of the highest civilian awards of the country, are conferred in three categories: Padma Vibhushan, Padma Bhushan and Padma Shri. The President will confer 65 Padma Awards today. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that the India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, will help Indian farmers, fishermen, artisans and small businesses to prosper globally and accelerate job creation. Writing an article for an English daily, the minister said that the agreement, which will come into force on the 15th of July this year, will provide comprehensive market access for Indian goods in the United Kingdom across a wide range of sectors. He said that it will immediately eliminate tariffs on about 99% of tariff lines, creating enormous opportunities for Indian exports. Uttar Pradesh government has taken action against four state government officials in connection with the Lucknow fire incident, which claimed lives of 15 students. The state police has registered a case against six individuals and arrested four accused persons last night. Four officials from the Lucknow Development Authority, Fire Department and Electricity Department have been suspended following directives from Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath. At least 15 people, mostly students aged 16 to 25, died in the tragic fire yesterday afternoon. The fire broke out at an animation coaching center operating above a shop in the Purnia area of Aliganj, triggering panic amongst students. Nine students were injured and have been admitted to King George's Medical University, Lucknow. Most of the deaths were caused by suffocation. Iran has denied Vice President J.D. Vance's claim that Tehran will allow nuclear inspectors back into the country after the first round of negotiations in Switzerland. And Indian equity markets open on a flat note today after a multi-session rally driven by easing tensions in West Asia. Sensex opened at 77.086, down 8 points, while Nifty started the session at 24,071, lower by 32 points. That is the end of the